back. I'm Miss Smith. You're listening to KTAHLP 101.9 FM Radio Tacoma. I wanted to get you guys on the new and hottest information that is out there coming up. Drive to Achieve. It's a grand opening that is going to be showcased August 9th, 2024 from 1 to 3 p.m. at MDC Council. Address 721 Fawcett Ave, Tacoma, 98402. What they're going to be doing is driving to achieve mobile success in the rural communities. They are making their voice heard and known to the outskirts so that way they can be able to get the education they need, the resources that they need, and we need to go ahead and stand behind them as a community and join this momentum, exciting thing that's happening so everybody can be able to drive to success in the near future. I also wanted to let you guys know that Council Chair Member for District 4, our district, Tacoma, Ryan Mello, is going ahead to be running for his campaign. What he's detailed on to change is going to be listening to the community on what's on their mind and taking what he hears to mold and use for our community, as in trying to be the executive for Pierce County. So I had the pleasure last week of running into Ryan, which was so awkward. I was at his office before a year ago and was shooting him some of my ideas for the community. It was pretty nice just to see him. Yeah, just walking the streets and without security or anything. He would just walk down the street. I was like, hey, Ryan, what you doing? He was like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, yeah. I was telling him what was going on with the latest. I wanted to get an interview. So, you know, I reached out to his team. And, hey, we are going to have him in the building. And I'm excited about that. I actually am excited upon that meeting of him. In that area, what I did mention was the MDC housing. And I was actually there doing a commercial for them. And it's airing in the fall. So you guys, please do check that out. It's going to be on their YouTube site and everything like that. And I am so proud and honored to be nominated to come over there and support, because I know that we all need the support. Before, I needed the support, and I'm just delighted.
So that was the MDC Metropolitan Development Council?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. It was exciting.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you did in the ad?
I want everybody to see it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you gotta watch people.
But what I did was support the cause, because, like, again, like I said, you know, everybody out here does not have the means to have the resources and know about the resources that are out there. And at the time, you know, I have kids. And you're not ashamed. This, don't feel like it's an embarrassment on your part to go out and get the necessary help that you need. And that's a part of my journey. I'm here to use what I've gained from my experiences, put it back into the community, and achieve and successfully, you know, turn it around for other people that need help. And needless to say, I am appointed an advocacy position that I had got yesterday. And I'm very proud and honored to be representing the voice of the of Mercy Housing Network that is, you know, in Idaho, here in the Northwest, and just implementing ideas, see what we can improve, you know, for our community, especially for people that need housing, need resources, and why not use me?
Yeah, Absolutely. You know the community.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about Mercy Housing. Like, is this directed towards certain people, or can anybody apply, or
how the organization works is not everybody can apply, but it's a low income base or a situation disabled and stuff like that. So anybody can apply, but it's just about if they have the availability at their specific units, and you can get housed. So it's basically, it's a month to month. It's a 1 year lease. Also, they work with Section 8 if there are people that are in that boat. But it's nationwide. Well, it's nationwide, but not really nationwide. It's secluded for now because there's only certain states that they have, but they want to broaden.
Yeah, yeah.
And yes.
Well, there's housing shortages all over the country.
Yes, there is houses shortages, everywhere. And right now, I think we need to focus our minds on how do we teach each other to be resourceful and not seclude ourselves with just anguish of being less than or not having what we need and scared to reach out to people in our community that can benefit us.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it's there for a reason.
Yeah. But, you know, we have to be more outspoken and get this message across, not just, oh, we're for this community. That's what it is. They're going to have to find the resources. So, you know, we need to really help impact our people.
Right, right. Yeah, so it's word of mouth helps a whole lot.
Word of mouth, the internet. Mm-hmm. The internet is booming. You have so many videos out here that people are making money from. And why not get our community on the map as well? You know, like I said, if I come towards Mr. Ryan, I'm going to have some questions for him because it's like, yeah. You know, I think he's down to earth, like I said, just straight up just walking around here.
if people have questions, they can always email you, dsmith@radiotacoma.org.
They can always, yes, again, dsmith@radiotacoma.org is my email where you can go ahead and give me some ideas, something that you want to talk about. I'm here. I'm here to listen. I'm here to encourage, get you on the right path to success. And it's all about that right now. I can't give you no legal advice, so please do not. I can't. I can't practice the law. No. But you can point people in the right direction. That is correct. I also want to put out for the DSHS, Department of Social Health Services, they do have Work First. And what is so crazy to me is the new things that they're implementing. And you guys need to take a very good look or just go out there just to ask questions at any building that you see that it has Department of Social Health Services. Because right now I know people that are paying child support and I want to get the message across to people that are, because they will help you lower your payments if you're on using their services. So take a good look at that. They do have education stuff that's going on as well, you know, jobs that they're connected to that they can be able to put you in the right place. You guys need to get on these resources. They are there for a reason. Do not dilly-dally. Don't.
Right.
So, you know, I'm on my next journey. I have so many things going for myself, you know, to other colleges. And these are this is my last time at college because I got what I need.
Yes.
This is my last go around. 2025 will be my last go around. And I found two prestigious, two universities. One I've already got accepted in. The other one, they're just waiting on for my information. But I'm going back and forth in my head of which one I want to do. Because, like I said, I'm more towards the law. And one of the colleges, I will say this, the more I dug and researched, one of the colleges seems so up my alley.
Oh, in what way?
In the way where it's money-wise.
Oh, okay.
No, either way, where, you know, I could see myself, not just that, just helping people. Like I said, I wanted to be an attorney. So I'm looking at all avenues. You know, you don't want to spend all these dollars going to college to be a lawyer. But at the same time, don't always just take shortcuts. If you are going to take shortcuts, make sure that the prestigious way of doing so. And with that being said, there are some colleges that have external things, you know, some people don't know that you can transfer master's credits to another school as well, but you're not going to get all of them. You'll probably get 6 credits of what you have accomplished. So they are transferable. But see, for me, I'm only going in for a master's, and mine's going to be master's in legal studies. But I want to know all the laws that I can, torts, criminal, and that coincides with private investigation, you know, because I'm almost done with that. I got a couple more weeks and I'm out of here. But all of that has, it amplifies my direction and gets me above anything else. So, you know, I might be doing that job for a whole year, but I'm a boss after that whole year, above, way above anybody else. Yeah. So it's like a corporate type of thing because of the legal studies that I'm taking. Not only that, this program has something, I can't say the word, but it starts with L. And what it does is it allows you to practice. So let's look at it this way. Paralegal, right? You can get it. With this particular school, I can be a corporate paralegal, being so young as I am. And that puts me higher rank as anybody else. But at the same time, it has an excerpt to where I can practice law. I can practice law. I can give you legal advice. See, with that school, I can do that.
And there's a lot of people that need advice.
Yeah. So once I'm done with that, they give me a certificate to license saying that I can be by the DA and work with them, give them a little bit of advice and everything like that. So it's actually, with that being said, it's like an attorney with that school. But in that area, I would have to practice over there.
Where is
that? Arizona.
Oh, in Arizona. Oh, you'd have to go to Arizona.
I would have to go to Arizona to practice being an attorney. I mean, well, right now, the laws...
We need you here, though.
Yeah, the laws are different everywhere. And because of how the bar exam is set, many states are starting to use different tactics on... having people practice law. You know, like I was mentioned here, there's Rule 6 in California. There's a different ball game over there. You can practice how you can practice in California State. But, you know, I go wherever I'm called to do help. I go and travel and do the work that I'm supposed to do. And like I said, people are not big on astrology. That's cool. That's dandy. Yeah. But just knowing myself personally, I know that, honestly, my North Node is in Aquarius, and I've always wanted to know about why I am the person that I am, why I'm doing, like, things are happening to me the hardest out of anybody else, and I have to struggle to do what I'm supposed to do, but I'm still on the right path. So one door closes, another one opens, and I'm so... you know, amplified and charismatic and so just driven type of person.
Right.
I realized my North Node, it means a humanitarian. And that's the work that I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And Barack Obama's North Node's in Aquarius.
Oh, all right.
Well, him and his wife. Okay. So, you know, so yeah. It's like, well, you know, you could be
a good team to be on.
It is a good team. But I just wanted to let everybody know that here goes some resources today, some good information, some good insights. And I look forward to doing another round with you guys. giving you good information, conversation, and we will be having more guests come aboard. Stay tuned. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy your summers. The Wright Park. Do not forget, at the Wright Park on the 10th, I start at 11:11, and it's the Sunfest. Be there. We have vendors that's going to be there. We have the team. Radio Tacoma's going to be out there. A special guest that I have coming out to perform right after me. I am coming with poetry. And also August 6th, we have Nationals Night Out on 17th Street in G Tacoma. I will be there. Me and my team will be there to do radio and also get the community's advice. Anything you guys want to tell us or share with us, we will be there. I hope to see some of you guys out there. Please stay tuned. Please listen to the updates and live your life. It's been great. And today we have a special guest, Mr. Ryan Mello. Hello.
Hi. Good to see you.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
So, Mr. Mello, could you tell the people, what do you do for our community? What position do you hold in District 4?
Yeah, I have the great honor of serving as a member of the Pierce County Council. I represent a good part of Tacoma, including downtown, mm-hmm. Hilltop, Central Tacoma, South and East Tacoma, and also the communities of Faircrest and University Place. And I'm also the chair of the Pierce County Council, so lead the legislative branch.
Yeah. That is very good to know. So with your position, I know that you maintain on focusing on transportation.
I work on all kinds of issues, including transportation, mm-hmm. transit, yeah. helping to move our community around to opportunity. I work on housing solutions, so affordable housing, more affordable housing, homelessness solutions, behavioral health, improving our parks and recreation, protecting our environment, making us resilient in the face of the climate crisis. So, you know, in local government, we have to work on it all.
Cool. So what is the difference between what you do now and what you are running for 2024?
Yeah, so I'm a candidate for Pierce mm-hmm. County Executive. The county executive is like the governor is to the state or mm-hmm. the mayor is to the city. The executive is to the county. So the executive leads county government. It's a county-wide mm-hmm. office. So you are the basically the chief executive officer of county government. So run day-to-day county government. Most of the county employees report through you, and you're responsible for implementing the policies of the county council, representing the county at numerous regional boards and commissions, everything from workforce development to the 911 call center to Sound Transit and Pierce Transit, the health department. So you are representing county, Pierce County, at all kinds of regional tables. And you make recommendations to the Pierce County Council on any matter under the sun.
Oh, really? So are you aware of the housing crisis here?
Of course I am.
You are? So I represent minority population. So when I come on the radio, I speak about what's going on and our problems and everything like that. And the biggest thing, and I just went into an informal for minorities getting housing. And one of the things on the market is that it's not a lot of funding that's out there. Would you consider, you know, if you was to give to a charity, would that be on your list, or would you look in more to it?
From Pierce County?
Yes.
Well, of course. I'm really proud that under my leadership, we passed what we call the Maureen Howard Affordable Housing Act. Maureen Howard was a longtime affordable housing leader in the South Sound and really throughout the state, but she called Tacoma home. Mm-hmm. So we named the act in her honor. We lost her to cancer at the very beginning of 2023. I'm really proud that the Maureen Howard Affordable Housing Act is the first time we have real dedicated dollars to build and preserve more affordable housing. So it quadrupled the amount of dedicated funding we have for affordable housing. It goes to build affordable housing with folks who build it, the folks like Habitat for Humanity, folks like Mercy Housing, Tacoma Housing Authority, Pierce County Housing Authority, so many folks who build permanently affordable housing, truly affordable housing. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that we were able to accomplish really recently. I'm also proud that the Pierce County Council, under my leadership, became a sign-on partner and endorser of the Black Home Initiative. So the Black Home Initiative brings together affordable housing developers, financers, folks working in the affordable housing space, and really lifting up Black and brown communities.
Yeah.
And really making sure that we are working on systems to make sure that affordable housing products are working for Black communities who have been disproportionately impacted for generations, right? And have a real lack of generational wealth. So I work on these issues all day. I'm really proud to do it. And we'll continue to be changing policies and bringing more dedicated revenues to the system, especially for Black and brown communities.
So how do we find the information as well? Like people listening in. So you did mention a couple of organizations. How do you go about finding them?
Well, the way that we get dollars to organizations that build affordable housing is through what's called a notice of funding availability process. So folks who are interested in building housing and public financing to build housing should get on Pierce County's website. And there's a dedicated website to get notified every time we have a notice of funding availability. So if folks want to contact my office, we can lead them to how to do that. But there's a really easy way to do that on the Pierce County website.
And how does anybody get in contact with you to get the information?
Really,
you said your office, right?
Yeah, really encourage. You can easily Google me, Ryan Mello. My mom says Mello like Jello. Or if you can remember our email address, it's ryan.mello@piercecountywa.gov. But probably just easier to Google my name and you'll get to my official office and we'll get folks linked up.
So how is affordable defined to you?
Well, affordable is defined as, and is different for everyone.
Everybody, yeah.
So what's affordable to anyone is spending no more than 30% of your income mm-hmm. on your housing, whether it be mortgage or rent, mm-hmm. on mortgage or rent and utilities. So that's different for everybody. So affordable means spending no more than 30% of your monthly income on your mortgage and rent, mortgage or rent, and utilities. So you put those together, and if it's no more than 30%, then your housing is affordable. If it's more than 30%, then you are what we call cost burdened for your housing. Mm-hmm. If you're paying more than 50% of your income on the cost of your housing and utilities, then you are what we call severely housing cost burdened. And yeah. You know, there are 40% of Pierce County folks who are housing cost burdened, 40%. That is a tremendous amount. And that's why I work really hard on affordable housing every day and why we passed the Maureen Howard Affordable Housing Act. And, you know, today, the first project that we invested in, it was $4.5 million of our dollars. They leveraged it 7 times. A project in Spanaway. It's a 256-unit project in Spanaway. Every single one of the 256 units are affordable at 60% of the area's median income. And most and so many of those units, they're not just tiny studio apartments.
Okay.
About half of the units are 2 bedrooms and larger. And most of those are 3 and 4 bedrooms. So these are big enough for families.
Yeah.
And they're permanent forever. They're not just they're not affordable just for 8 years or 12 years. They're permanently affordable as long as you can live there based on your income. And they have amenities. They have a swimming pool and a recreation center and a community center. So, you know, this is a great example of how when we have local dollars, like this project I'm talking about in mm-hmm. Spanaway, right across actually from the Walmart in Spanaway.
Okay.
This is an example of when we have dedicated local dollars for affordable housing, we leverage them. We leverage them with state dollars, with the State Housing Trust Fund. We leverage them with federal dollars, like the federal low-income housing tax credits. This is how affordable housing developers build projects. And you know, many of them are mixed income projects. And so we create communities where you have a mix of affordability. And so you really have a really great, diverse, vibrant community when you're able to really build, you know, mixed income communities. So, you know, there's folks building lots of great things. And I'm really proud that Pierce County is investing in them now.
Well, I have a question. I wanted to know about, does transitional housing fall underneath that umbrella?
It does.
Oh, good to know. Good to know. Because I know a lot of people that do have transitional housing, and you know, the housing markets like Tacoma Housing, Pierce Housing, and all of them are so booked that it takes years for, you know, other low income individuals to get on board to go ahead and qualify. And we do need outskirts of something else that is for somebody else so they can go ahead and get on the list to be able to qualify for something else instead of being homeless on the street with their kids and everything like that. So that does make sense. And I thank you for that. Not only that, what I think is that this information should be incorporated with people who go to Department of Social Health Services. You know, they should be able to have some of this information on their boards when they walk in for applying for assistance. Because if they don't know and they don't have phones or they don't have, you know, internet services or where they're at, they can just look on that paper that's right there. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We need to make it easy for folks to find opportunities. So making sure that folks who are affordable housing providers are getting to spaces where folks who are in need have access, who need access to housing, can find it easily. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So how are you doing with the election so far right now? Is it fun?
It's very fun. Yeah, we're out every day. It's you know, this last weekend was a whirlwind of a weekend. We kicked off doorbellers, going door to door, reminding people that there is a primary election on August 6th. So a lot of folks need help remembering that it's election day and getting resources to know how to vote. We had a full day. We went to Mosaic at Wright Park and celebrated at Mosaic and had great food. We went to the Samoa Cultural Day at Mount Tahoma High School.
Okay.
And celebrated the Samoan culture. I'm from Hawaii, so I really enjoy my brothers and sisters in the Samoan community with the Asia Pacific Cultural Center. We then went to the Worker Rights Summit at Evergreen Tacoma, put on, led by United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 367. And, you know, then more door knocking, talking one-on-one with voters on their doorstep. So it was a really busy Saturday.
You know what would be a good idea? You said August 6th, right?
August 6th is primary election day.
There is a National Nights Out is happening. Yep. That would be so good for you and your campaign to go around those specific areas and show up and still, you know?
I do National Night Out every year. So Mayor Victoria Waters and I have a long tradition of linking up on the first Tuesday of the month in August, and we get our list and we try to make as many National Night Out parties. So I have a long, long tradition over 15 years of making as many National Night Out parties as we can, from East Tacoma, South Tacoma, Hilltop, to West Tacoma. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we usually try to fit in 6 to 8 National Night Out parties between 5 and 8 p.m.
Oh, cool. I'm going to be at one of them hosting, so.
Great. Which one are you going to be at?
The one on 17th.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll probably see you there.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed our conversation. I enjoyed you coming out, you know, taking the time and, you know, getting everybody involved that are listening to Radio 101.9. I would like to see you do well. I want to hear some more information. I am going to Google you.
And you can also find more about the campaign at ryanmello.com. So you can get campaign information at ryanmello.com, and you can find our official office if you just Google us, and we're happy to answer any questions and get folks to any resources.
All right. Well, you heard it here. Not first, not last, but you heard it. So I wanted to take the time out and say, you guys get the message, get the information that is needed, and we will see you later. Thank you again, Mr. Mello.
Thank you for having me.